You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode number 27, for Monday, August 2nd, 2010. Versions of the Beatles across the universe. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. It is August 2nd, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better? The show that asks you the all-important question that is referenced right there in the title of the show. I'm Brian Ibbin, and before we get to this week's competition, let's talk a little bit about last week and a dead split, a first. Snap, crackle, pop. A first for Coverville Who Did It Better, where the voting was split right down the middle. Wow. 43% both ways. A little over 43% voted for Len for the version of Cool It Now, originally by New Edition. And 43% of you also picked the Robbers on High Street version. Well, strangely enough, we had pretty close to 100 votes on this one. Not as many as Sympathy for the Devil. I don't think this incited quite the riot that Sympathy for the Devil brought about. But 43% and 43 votes on both sides of the fence, with 12% of you guys saying that neither. Don't really care for either version. Maybe you don't care for that song. It might be the case. But no votes for other, because I can't think of any other versions of that song. I couldn't find any other versions of that song, so that's probably why that happened that way. Let's talk about this week's. Now, for the entire month of August, all 4 weeks, I guess there are going to be 5 Mondays in August, so we might figure out something fun to do for the 5th Monday. But for each of the next 4 weeks, including this week, we're going to do Beatles songs. And each week we're going to focus on a different singer. Now, the four Beatles, you got John Lennon, who's going to be this week. Across the Universe next week, we'll do Paul McCartney, then George Harrison, and then Ringo Starr. And not necessarily songs that they wrote, although obviously for John Lennon and Paul McCartney it will be. But and actually, I think for George Harrison it will be as well. Eh, you know what? We'll do it for all four. What the heck? Thank you for helping me decide that one. Let's start with this first one here. Across the Universe, I had so many different versions to choose from on this one. It was really hard to pick two that I thought really showed a difference from the original song. Both of them come from movie soundtracks, and I almost went with a third one that came from a movie soundtrack. The one I decided to omit was Rufus Wainwright from I Am Sam. I think it's a fantastic version, although it doesn't change a lot from the original. These two change just enough to make it a fun competition. The first one comes from the Pleasantville soundtrack. It's Fiona Apple and her take on Across the Universe.
Slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly.
as they make their way across the universe. Jack
Fiona Apple from the Across the Universe soundtrack with her cover of, I'm sorry, from the Pleasantville soundtrack with her cover of Across the Universe. I'm jumping ahead of myself, and that's a hint as to who the next version is. It does come from the film Across the Universe. Now, here's what I did. I listened to all the versions, not only all the versions I had, but went out and scouted around for different versions and tried to find ones that were more than just the standard guitar and vocals and very John Lennon-esque in their delivery. And obviously Fiona Apple was the first one I came to, was a perfect fit for that. The second one is Jim Sturgess from the film Across the Universe. I think it has a very distinctive sound to it. It's still Beatlesque, and of course it had to be for that film, but it adds something extra, a lot of extra instrumentation that I think does add something to the song. You be the judge. Here is the Jim Sturgess version of Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. Nothing's gonna change my world.
That is Jim Sturgess, actor, who was in, you know, he was in Across the Universe, of course. Also in the movie 21, been in a few other things. Man, all right, what's up with the Snap, Crackle, Pop? We got to get rid of that before bonus tracks tonight. That is Across the Universe from the soundtrack of the film of the same name. Came out in 2007, commemorating the Beatles, as we will do on Who Did It Better this month. Get your vote in. Here's what I want you to do. Go to coverville.com. And turn that down. Go to coverville.com and, boy, I'm off this morning. Go to coverville.com and cast your vote for either the Fiona Apple version or the Jim Sturgess version, or if there's one of the other millions of versions out there that you like better than those two. I'm sure there's a lot of them out there that I don't even know about yet. Please put it in the other category. Maybe, you know, this could be the one that incites a rematch, because there are so many versions out there that I found, and be interesting to see which ones kind of rise to the top for the other category. Go to coverville.com, cast your vote for one of the two or other or neither, and get your voting in by Sunday, August 8th of this year, 2010. And next week we'll go over the results, tell you who did it better. And that is going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next Monday for another edition of Who Did It Better. Bye now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Take a breath. Which you can find at frogpants.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.